Professor Wang's explication contains a full account of his choices concerning Chinese words that are not easily rendered into English. He has left a few key terms in Chinese because there is no single English word that is adequate. The title of the work already presents an example. Dao literally means the way, but it soon becomes clear that it is a complex idea that pervades all 81 chapters. In chapter 18, we encounter Ren and Yi. Professor Wang explains that Ren can mean humanity, benevolence, and kindness, and Yi is righteousness or uprightness, and that the two used together, Ren Yi, are humanity and righteousness. Most puzzling is the Chinese term de, which first appears in chapter 21. Even though de is often translated as virtue and sometimes as goodness, Professor Wang points out that it must be understood in direct connection with Dao. It is the manifestation of Dao. It not only means virtue and goodness, but in some contexts, it is a physical manifestation of the Dao. In some contexts, it is a function of human society. It is especially important in thinking about the individual qualities of a person. Perhaps the best way to handle this linguistic challenge is to focus on the context and let the poetry of Lao Tzu speak for itself.